Evening, April 20. Fight the Lord's Battles. 1 Samuel 18:17. The sacramental host of God's elect is warring still on earth, Jesus Christ being the captain of their salvation. He has said, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Hark to the shouts of war. Now let the people of God stand fast in their ranks, and let no man's heart fail him. It is true that just now in England the battle is turned against us, and unless the Lord Jesus shall lift his sword, we know not what may become of the Church of God in this land. But let us be of good courage, and play the man. There never was a day when Protestantism seemed to tremble more in the scales than now that a fierce effort is making to restore the Romish Antichrist to his ancient seat. We greatly want a bold voice and a strong hand to preach and publish the old gospel for which martyrs bled and confessors died. The Savior is, by his Spirit, still on earth. Let this cheer us. He is ever in the midst of the fight, and therefore the battle is not doubtful. And as the conflict rages, what a sweet satisfaction it is to know that the Lord Jesus, in his office as our great intercessor, is prevalently pleading for his people. O anxious gazer, look not so much at the battle below, for there thou shalt be enshrouded in smoke, and amazed with garments rolled in blood. But lift thine eyes yonder where the Savior lives and pleads, for while he intercedes, the cause of God is safe. Let us fight as if it all depended upon us, but let us look up and know that all depends upon him. Now, by the lilies of Christian purity, and by the roses of the Savior's atonement, by the roses and by the hinds of the field, we charge you who are lovers of Jesus to do valiantly in the holy war, for truth and righteousness, for the kingdom and crown jewels of your Master. Onward, for the battle is not yours, but God's.